impressive 55-26 win here for Riverside on the road here over St. Albert. You know, a couple of big contributors tonight here, Peyton Amdor along with Jackson Gordon. Guys, just kind of start us off here. Kind of just give us the overall thoughts, kind of the takeaways on this win for you guys.
It felt great. We came to this week knowing they're going to be a lot better than we thought. And this win didn't really mean much to me and my teammates except for bragging rights and to feel good. Not much on district, but we got through it. We came together. We worked as a team to get in the end zone and get some stops.
Yeah, I mean, we came into this game thinking we were going to, play some smash-mouth football like we have the past couple weeks. I mean, take it to them and make them quit, and that's exactly what we did. So I think we finished this game pretty good.
Obviously, they can kind of talk about that kind of late in that first half. It's kind of when you guys kind of started to pull away there a little bit there. You had 26 unanswered points. How big was that, obviously? I know you guys obviously kind of had that pooch kick that was recovered there. You guys talk about how that run kind of came together there in that late in that first half.
It was awesome. We're a type of team, and if we keep going, we're hard to stop. And they couldn't stop us for a while, so we kept finding plays to roll off of and just get stops. Good.
So obviously, Jackson, pretty big night for you here tonight. I think it was a little over 300 yards or so that you had there on the ground here tonight. Just kind of talk about that, your performance, what you felt was kind of working for you tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think I just trust my blockers, trust my coaches. And I mean, we wouldn't have been able to win without our blockers, that's for sure. So, I mean, I think I just follow my blocks and read the holes.
So kind of talk about some of those guys up front who are kind of creating those holes for you this season.
Yeah, I mean, we got two freshmen. We got Max Shano and Richardson. I mean, they stepped up big, and then we got Wyatt Jackson Allen, and then we got Gavin Hackett on the line, and then we got Peyton Amdor blocking, and Jack Brandon. I mean, all those guys block. I mean, all those blocks matter, and even the wide receivers out wide when we're running the sweeps. I mean, everything matters at that point. It's a whole team effort, all 11 guys.
Obviously, a lot of people got involved in the running game tonight, including you, Peyton, there, obviously, with the handoff you get there from Jackson on that one play you guys took for a couple of touchdowns. And I kind of talk about that play, how that was kind of working for you guys tonight.
We just found a groove. We found a play that they couldn't stop, and they couldn't stop it, so easy work
to. So kind of talk about, obviously, kind of the balance of this offense, whether it's Jackson, you, and Landon also got involved in the ground game tonight also. Talk about the depth you guys have when it comes to running the ball here.
We have lots of opportunities and people that teams have to rely on and scout coming into our league, and because we aren't built around one guy. We kind of are, but once they Keon Jackson, they gotta worry about me, Cole, Landon.
And obviously, you go back into some district play next week, Jackson. How big is a win like this to kind of carry some momentum here in these last couple of games for you guys?
Yeah, I think, I mean, like Coach just told us, we get this win next week and possibly have a home game in the playoffs. So I think that's really big. So I think we treat this week like any other week and come into this game and pound them.
So congrats on the win tonight, guys. Once again, 55-26 win here for Riverside over St. Albert here tonight here with head coach Darryl Frayne. And coach, just kind of start us off here, pretty dominant night on the ground for you guys here tonight. Just kind of give us your thoughts on the overall thoughts and kind of takeaways on this win for your guys.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we handled the line of scrimmage better than I thought we would. I mean, we came into this game, and this game really had no bearing on anything for the postseason, the last 2 weeks of the season. And I just wanted to approach it, you know, let's go and win this thing, and then we'll get back into district play. Our offensive line, our running backs, I mean, everybody actually had some input tonight. I mean, Amdor and Jepson and Landon, that quarterback, ran the ball really well. And, of course, Jackson put up the yards he normally does. So offensively felt really good. Defensively, we played really sound up to a couple broken plays. So, you know, we had a few of those this year. We got to fix those, and hopefully we can make a run here as the season goes.
So you mentioned that defense. Kind of talk about what you guys kind of felt was working there to kind of slow down that Falcons offense here tonight.
Yeah, the biggest thing is, they cut back a lot. Irvin gets a flow of the defense going in early on. Our linebackers were overflowing. He's cutting back, and we kind of contained that later. You know, we put him in long distance, and that's what we wanted, downs, and they just happened to get some long passes on us. We'll fix that. Keep control of the run like we did tonight, and hopefully we can do good things.
I see you mentioned obviously a lot of different guys getting involved in the rushing game here tonight. Just kind of talk about what you guys really felt was kind of working there on that side of the ball, especially when it came to getting a movement on the ground tonight.
Yeah, the big thing, you know, I mean, like you said, we run a lot of strong, everything to the strength with Jackson, and then, Amdor with the little counter plays for us with big gains was huge. Jepson with jet sweeps away from the strength was huge. And Landon just controlling the game and keeping the ball on option and just controlling everything. You know, they all did exactly what we asked of them. You know, sometimes this year we get kind of, as we get ahead, we kind of just run the clock and let Jackson run the ball. Tonight we had to spread it out, and it worked out for us.
I said, just going to talk about Jackson, obviously, at least based off the chicken scratch I had up there. He's around the 300-yard mark here tonight. Kind of talk about what he kind of brought to the field for you guys tonight.
Yeah, I had no idea that many yards. You know, it's one of those you just assume that he's going to run hard all the time, and he does. Right now, knock on wood, he's pretty durable for us, and he went through a period where he was beat up early in the year. Right now, he's probably as healthy as he's been. I believe he got over 5,000 yards tonight career-wise, so that's a pretty good accomplishment also. So, you know, I mean, you really can't, I mean, put in words what he does for his humbled kid. All the kids love him, and then he just busts his rear and does a great job for us.
So we're going to talk about that kind of that play also there with Peyton Amdur, obviously, get him on the counter and a couple of touchdowns there. Take us through that play, kind of how that worked for you guys tonight.
Yeah, we have a couple versions of that play, and, you know, we knew they were flowing hard to Jackson, and, you know, all we had to do was really make one block. I mean, he took back the other way, one block, and there he went. And that play doesn't always work that way, but when the defenses are flowing as much as they were tonight, it worked really well.
So obviously, with the win here tonight, now you guys kind of control your destiny a little bit here through these last couple of weeks. With some district games, I guess, how big is a win like this, obviously, to carry the momentum here into those final couple of matchups?
Oh, I think it's huge, and it's just like I told the other interviews, you know, I got, as a wrestling coach, wrestling mentality, we're not going to back down from anyway, even though this game had no bearing on anything we needed in the future. We were coming out to get the win. You know, put us in a spot, and now we got next week, we get the win next week, we get to host the first round of the playoffs, and then if we take care of it next week, we're playing for the district championship, and I really don't know when the last time that's happened, if it ever has, so excited about what we got coming ahead of us.
So congrats on the win tonight, Coach.
Perfect, thank you.